Dean, and I don't say old in age, of course, but I've known him for a long time, the famous author of the good book, 2020 is Not Enough, Dr. Arthur Seideman from the Vision Development Center. Arthur, welcome again to the microphones of WWDB. So good to talk to you.
Thank you. It's good to be on the air with you.
We've just been speaking about President Clinton. And interestingly enough, he was talking about young people suffering from vision-related learning disabilities only the other day. How did that come about?
Well, it's interesting. He, in a presentation that he gave, and actually I would quote him as saying, many young people suffer from vision-related learning disabilities that jeopardize their academic success. And he went on to say that, and I quote, however, with early intervention, such problems are often easily correctable, end of quote. I mean, I'm really excited. I think that is really great stuff that the President of the United States would get involved and actually step forward in the best interests of kids who are having reading and learning problems, attention deficit disorder.
You didn't send him a copy of 2020 is Not Enough, did you?
I'm not sure how exactly it came about. Someone sent me a quote. I think it was from Save Your Vision Week that he included that in his presentation with Save Your Vision Week. But I didn't send him a copy of the book now. Maybe I should.
Maybe you should now. For those people who have, and I can't imagine anyone who hasn't heard of Dr. Arthur Seideman, he helps children who have trouble at school. And every time we talk about this, people say, they say to me, Susan, I saw my child in what you were saying. If you are told by the teachers at school that your kid is smart, but he doesn't seem to be trying in school, he doesn't live up to his potential, if he reverses letters or words, if he's called dyslexic, or if he's been diagnosed as having attention deficit disorder, these problems, Dr. Arthur Seideman discovered years and years and years ago, are really caused not by a kid being lazy and inattentive in school, but really due to vision problems. Dr. Seideman, how many years ago was it that you saw this?
Well, I first began working with this in 1971, so it's 25 years ago that I've been involved in this particular specialty.
So it's taken 25 years for the President of the United States to finally...
to step forward.
Agree with you.
Absolutely. You know, my hope and my dream is that now other healthcare practitioners who have been slow in understanding or slow in learning will take a more serious look at what at some of the implications thereof.
By the way, I should tell people that Dr. Seideman recently was honored by the Association for Developmental Disabilities Group as Professional Man of the Year for his extraordinary work with people who have visually related learning problems, and that was wonderful. Congratulations for that.
Thanks, Susan. It was a great day. Professionals, colleagues of mine, and patients, for that matter, came from all over the country to help celebrate the day for. And let me take a second to just tell you a little bit about this group, because it's a fabulous group. The Association for Developmentally Disabled is a group of adults who are developmentally disabled, and the association supports these 120 adults in many of their social activities. And this fundraiser that in which I was honored as the Professional Man of the Year is the sole fundraiser that they have to help support these 120. We tend to think of developmentally disabled as being kids. These are not kids. These are 35, 40-year-olds, 45-year-olds who rely heavily on this organization to support their social needs. And so it was a great honor and a great day.
Well, again, congratulations. That is a great honor. Dr. Arthur Seideman of Vision Development Center, for those parents listening who say, yeah, my child doesn't do well in school, I can't get my kid to read, the teachers are always complaining, what should they be looking out for? What... sharpen their eyes so they can see where a vision development problem might arise.
Thanks. I think that the symptoms that a parent would look for does my youngster, actually it's not really a parent only because adults have these same types of problems, is it hard to concentrate? Does my mind wander? Does my child's mind wander? Should my child have difficulty in school? Short attention span? Easily distractible. Reverse letters or words. Avoid reading. Those are the kinds of things. And then frequently what happens is, you know, the teacher tells the parent that Johnny's not trying, and he's not trying hard enough. If he paid greater attention, if he only concentrated.
And what you have told me, Dr. Seidemann, in the past, is what is really happening is the eyes are seeing, okay, maybe even 20/20, but the brain is not comprehending what the eyes are seeing.
That's correct. That's exactly right. And so this is not the type of visual problem that would be corrected by glasses. This is a problem that is corrected through a therapeutic intervention as opposed to glasses. And many, many times the parents have taken youngsters for eye examinations, for example, because the teacher says, I think there's something wrong with Johnny's vision. And the eye doctor says, does a traditional eye examination without any of the specialty testing and tells the parent that there's no problem. The child sees 20/20. And so that traditional eye examination doesn't pick up this type of difficulty with binocular coordination, convergence insufficiency, perceptual processing, and those kinds of things.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to get more from Dr. Seidemann about that and find out just what is involved in the vision therapy. On WWDB 646.
Beyond the headlines, 96.5 FM. WWDB.
I just love Icy Point salmon. For years, I've been making a dish my mom, Esme Margaret Bray, made. Told me how to make it in Australia years ago called salmon kedgeree. It's made with salmon and rice and vegetables, and it's very easy to make. Icy Point canned salmon, it's so good, so delicious. Icy Point, you know, uses only the choicest salmon from the cold ocean waters off the Alaskan coast. And in addition to being delicious, Icy Point salmon is good for you, too. It's loaded with essential vitamins and proteins and cholesterol-lowering omega-3 oils. So if you still suffer from tuna mentality, discover Icy Point canned salmon. Delight your family with dishes like salmon fettuccine, salmon salad, and, of course, salmon kedgeree. You'll find samples of Icy Point salmon at our WWDB Food Festival, but you don't have to wait until then to try it. Pick up a can or two of Icy Point salmon at your supermarket tonight for healthy, delicious meals that are so easy to prepare. Icy Point salmon.
Beyond the headlines, 96.5 FM.
Here are two great restaurants that you will find at our WWDB Food Festival. Tusi Bella is a stylish new restaurant that offers reasonably priced Italian cuisine in three different atmospheres. I'm talking about Tusi Bella, located in Mounty from Plaza on the Black Horse Pike, just north of Belmar Furniture. Tusi Bella has daily lunch specials from 11 to 3, and every Tuesday is pasta night for $5.95, including soup, salad, and bread. Tusi Bella, call them at 609-931-3555. And the other is Otto's Brauhaus in Horsham. Every day is Oktoberfest at Otto's. They have a scrumptious variety of twilight dinners from 3 to 5:30 p.m. daily. You can choose from over 30 tempting dinners, including German specialties, seafood, homestyle favorites like chicken pot pie. Start your day with Otto's fantastic breakfast, eggs, designer omelets, pancakes, waffles, and delicious scrapple at Otto's, 233 Eastern Road, Horsham, right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Call 215-675-675. 1864.
Welcome to this exclusive update brought to you by Universal. Seasonal trends are the key to success, and right now our research department has identified a trend that most people overlook. Buying heating oil now. That's right, heating oil now. Buying during the seasonal low and getting out when prices traditionally go up. To get the information on this exciting investment opportunity, call 1-800-749-1000 and get the full investment package on heating oil. Market conditions change rapidly. Call 800-749-1000 and find out how just a $5,000 investment in heating oil options has the potential for results of $20,000 or more based on a 10-cent move in your option premium. And remember, with profit potential this large, there is an appropriate level of risk as well. Heating oil is in short supply this year. Call 800-749-1000 to get all the facts. Don't miss this rare opportunity. Call 800-749-1000. Get the full research report, including the Red Book on Oil and a free cassette tape. Call 800-749-1000.
If you've headed out this Saturday to go shopping, skip the mega stores and head right on over to the new Eckerd at 701 North Kings Highway in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Your new Eckerd has everything from knowledgeable pharmacists to answer every healthcare question to a complete food mart to next day photo processing and everything else you need in about 10% of the space of the mega stores. But then again, there's nothing small about Saturday's grand opening. I'm going to be out there from 12 noon to 2 p.m., and you can register to win big prizes like a Sony 27-inch TV, $500 worth of free photo processing, even $500 in prescriptions or Record Band products, plus the grand prize, a cruise for two to the Bahamas aboard Premier Cruise Line's Big Red Boat, America's number one family cruise and vacation. So join me, Susan Bray, this Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. at 701 North Kings Highway, or visit the other Eck at grand opening at 1316 Brace Road in Cherry Hill for the right place to shop. Right around the corner, it's right at Eckert.
He makes you use your brain. Irv Homer, weekdays 9 till noon on WWDB.
We are talking on WWDB to Dr. Arthur Seideman, author of 2020 Is Not Enough, of the Vision Development Center. And Dr. Seideman, you have two free parent workshops with child psychologist Dr. Robert Fisher being presented on attention deficit disorder and learning problems to help children do better in school and how to assist parents coping with these special children. Tell us when these are going to be.
We have the first one is Tuesday, October the 22nd. That's next Tuesday. That will be in Plymouth Meeting, just past the Plymouth Meeting Mall. And I'll give you a telephone number if any of the listeners were interested in coming. We would ask that they call and make a reservation. There's no fee. We'd be happy. We're doing this as a public service so that people can learn more about attention deficit disorder and learning problems. The second workshop that we're doing is also next week. It is Thursday, October 24th. Both workshops are at 7 p.m. The second workshop is in Northeast Philadelphia at Busselton and Byberry at the Trevo Center.
And what's that number again? People
can... The number where people can call is 610-279-8900.
And when you have the children in your office to go through the vision development, what is it that you do? How do you train their eyes so the eyes and the brain work together, Dr. Seideman?
Well, we have a very sophisticated program that I've developed through the years, utilizing activities with prisms and various lens combinations. We have four different computer systems that we utilize at this point in time. We use game-type activities as well. And the idea is to remediate or to develop whatever the particular problem might be. And the problems vary, so that one problem might be convergence or the inability of the eyes to work together as a team. Another problem might be in the area of visual perceptual motor, which has to do with how the brain actually processes information and how the brain then sends the signals to the hand, let's say, to respond. And we have an extraordinary success rate. As you know, Susan, we've been very successful with our patients. I think our success rate is well in excess of 90%.
Well, it's so heartwarming to see these kids who have had nothing but heartache and problems in school to suddenly discover that they can do well in school, that they actually like reading, they actually love to go to school. And again, Dr. Seideman, you are to be congratulated. He was recently honored by the Association for Developmental Disabilities as Professional Man of the Year. And folks, if you would like to go to those two free parent workshops with Dr. Seideman and child psychologist Dr. Robert Fisher, again, 610-279-8900 is the phone number. And Tuesday, October the 22nd in Plymouth Meeting, and Thursday, October the 24th in Northeast Philadelphia. Thank you so much, Dr. Seideman.
You're the best. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.